But when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I don't see a masterpiece, you know? I mean, maybe a Picasso, you know? But I want to be a masterpiece. I want to be everything that God has created me to be. And so I go to him in prayer and I say, God, do whatever it takes to get things out of my life that don't need to be there. Mold me into the image of your son so that I can be your masterpiece.
Hi.
Whoa. Who are you?
I'm God.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you just said the prayer, so here I am. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. If you're God, then make it snow in here.
You know, if I made it snow in here, it'd get kind of yucky, and I really don't want to do that.
See, you're not God.
Why do you say that?
God wouldn't say yucky.
Yes, I do. It's a Greek word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you're God, what does Lamentations 15:9 say?
Lamentations is a very short book. It only has 5 chapters.
Why is it so short?
I was tired of lamenting.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're God, who's going to win the World Series this year?
You know what? I'm not so much into playing games. Why are you so much into playing games?
You are God.
Well, gave it away.
You answered my question with a question.
I did? Yep, I do that. Don't I? Get it again. Step right up. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
What's this about?
These are the tools I'm going to use to make you into my original masterpiece.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right?
Hang on.
Yeah.
I thought you were a carpenter.
That's my son. Here we go. Step okay. Right up. Here we go. All right?
Whoa. How do you know what to chisel and what to leave?
I take out all the things in your life that aren't out of me, kind of like dead weight.
Ooh, speaking of that, could you chisel right in here? I just can't get rid of it. I mean, the other went away, but this, I mean, I've tried exercising, I've watched what I ate, I even did Pilates for a while. That was awkward. But if you could chisel,
all
I mean,
right?
Right?
Can I talk or can I chisel? Talk, chisel, talk, chisel.
No,
talk,
no, 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 chisel.
All right, most of my children just like to talk.
Not me. Bring on the chisel.
Here we go. All right. You have a lot of anger.
Ow.
Some pride.
Ow.
Compare yourself to others instead of me.
Ow.
You're lazy. But you pretend like you're really, really busy. You have a problem with lust.
Okay. Time out. I do not have a problem with lust.
You don't have a problem with lust.
No, I can do it anytime I want. Okay. Wait. Maybe we could take a little time out. I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good.
You are doing good, but when you look in the mirror, who do you see?
I see me.
Okay, then I need to keep chiseling away because ultimately you and others need to see my son. Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Don't take this the wrong way. It's just that when I start looking more like your son, people get uncomfortable around me, you know? I mean, even my friends at church, they're all like, oh, you're holier than thou. Why won't you do that, you know? I mean,
so what you're doing right now is you'd rather play God in certain areas of your life than for me to be God over your whole life.
I did not say that.
That's what you meant.
Yes, it is. It's hard to talk to you. I mean, you know everything I'm thinking. I'm just saying, you've done good work. Maybe we take a little break, a little time out. We'll come back to
right?
it.
What you're doing right now is so common. What you're doing right now is called control. Do you want to control things in your life or can I chisel? Control, chisel, control.
No, chisel. Chisel.
Go.
Yo, can we chisel where I want them?
That's called control.
Okay.
You've been holding on to this for a long time. You ready for this?
Yeah. It hurts.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Ow! I don't think you understand this pain.
Don't talk to me about pain. I know all about pain. I sent my son to die on the cross for pain, for sin, but I also did it for another reason, to give you freedom. Do you know what insanity is? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And there are the things in your life, you even think back to high school, that you've been doing that do not work in your life, but you go to these empty wells whenever you're hurting, whenever you're angry, whenever you're lonely and tired, but they do not work.
No, okay. I'm thinking maybe
your
we
thoughts
could...
are not my thoughts.
Oh, okay, but if we went another way,
your
we
ways
could...
are not my ways.
Okay, well, look, I can't be good.
You can't be good. I've made you good. Be good. What?
Nothing.
What is it?
You wouldn't understand.
I, God of all the universe, wouldn't understand something one of my children has to say.
Try me. It's just, God, I've let you down so many times.
No, you were never holding me up. I hold you up with my victorious, righteous right hand, and don't you forget that. In this relationship, I hold you up.
Okay. Chisel away.
All right.
just be prepared for what you're going to find in there. Because I know who's inside there. Because God, I get up every morning and I look at him in the mirror. And it is this scared little kid who gets up every day and tries to dress like an adult and act like an adult, but I can't. So just be prepared for what you're going to find in there.
You have listened to so many voices for far too long that are not of me. You think you're junk, don't you? You really, really, really think you're junk. Listen to me. I don't make junk. What does that say about me? How can I show you that my love for you has no boundaries? I know. Reach in your back pocket.
What?
Reach in your back pocket.
Why?
Are you arguing with me? Reach in your back pocket.
God.
Yes?
I was just saying, God, I'll do that right now.
You were just saying my name in vain.
You know what? It's a name. It's a saying.
It's more than a name. It's more than a saying. It's more than a bad habit. It's a name above all names. I want to teach you something about my name. Reach in your back pocket. You know what that is?
This is a page from a journal I had when I was younger. How'd you get this?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, read it.
I love Angie Holland.
Other side.
Sorry. I married her.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Dear God, today I am turning everything over to you. I'm not going to hold on to anything anymore. Your word says that you will make me your masterpiece and use me to do great things. I don't see how it's possible, but I want that with all that I am. So please do whatever it takes to make me what you want. I love you, God.
I love you too, Tommy. And I love you too much just to leave you where you're at. So this salvation that you hold, don't let it be some sentimental gush or some head knowledge. I want you to work it out in every detail of your life. And don't compare yourself to someone else, because that is just trivial nonsense. You are my original masterpiece. You are one of my workmanship, and you I find favor. This, don't look at this as a prison, but look at this as a father disciplines his child. A father disciplines the ones he loves.
I know, but it's going to be tough.
Yes, it'll be tough. But you bought into the lie, thinking everything was going to be easy when you said yes to me. It's not how it works. I want you to do something. I want you to look up there, and I want you to say, Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Tommy...
No. The way you see yourself, or you yearn so much for others to see you. But the way I see you.
Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Yes, you are.
And so are you. God doesn't make junk. You are an original masterpiece.
So literally, that video says it best. Right? And before we get into pruning, we have to define what is his and what is ours. Right? And the other thing, so I want you to this morning answer a few questions, okay? So you can get ready for this. Are you ready? Here's the questions that we're going to answer this morning. Number one, what is pruning? Right? Because we can look at pruning and we can think of it as punishment. We can think of pruning as simply punishment. Right? But he said it best, right there, right? In fact, Scripture says it best. That's a verse in Hebrews that he was talking about when he said that the Father disciplines the ones that he loves. It's not punishment, it's discipline. And we're going to get into the difference between punishment and discipline later. But first, I wanted to jump into this text, okay? So we're going to jump into John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So what is, if you were just to look at the text, nothing else, what is the purpose of pruning? To bear more fruit. So we look at pruning as punishment. We can look at it as it hurts. God, you're punishing me for some action that I've done. But is that what the verse says? No. The verse says, he's pruning so that we might bear more fruit. It's not punishment. We may think that it is. The video said it best. We may think that it is. It hurts. Right? But here's what we're going to find out today. Here's why it hurts. It hurts because we make it hurt. It hurts because we're trying to white-knuckle death grip onto that control. Areas of our life that we feel are important or priorities, or even worse, that we feel like he wouldn't understand. God, that's necessary. That is who I am. Why are you taking away who I am? And he's looking and saying, I'm not punishing you. I'm not trying to take something away that's important to you. I'm trying to make you look like me. I'm trying to get you to bear my fruit. You are mine, and I love you. Why would I ever punish you? I only discipline you. And that's the beauty. If we begin to look at the parts of the vine, that's the beauty that we're going to see today. Now, pruning is an action that the gardener takes for the sole purpose of the health and for bearing fruit. For the health of the plant and for bearing fruit. Right? That's the actual pruning process. And as branches bear fruit, the goal of every vine dresser, why would you plant something if you didn't want fruit, right? So the goal is as much fruit is as possible, right? That's the goal. So, and we're going to jump into next week just how much fruit we can expect to have, right? Because we can look at ourselves and we can say, man, I'm not really that good of a branch. I'm probably only going to have like tiny little nothing fruits, right? That's how I see myself, right? I'm kind of the nothing branch. And God's looking and saying, no. I'm going to prune you back so that you can bear my amount of fruit. I'm going to prune you back so that you can bear my amount of fruit. Now, pruning is not to simply make us look better, right? I'm sure that you have all gone out. Does anybody have hedge trimmers? Right? We go out and we trim the hedges, and some of us that are bored with our lives, we try to, you know, create things with our hedges, right? So that when people drive by, it looks really pretty, right? It's not for the benefit of the plant. We may say it is. It's not for the benefit of the plant. It's so that the hedge looks pretty, right? Perfect circle. Or if you're way better than that, the perfect whatever is in your mind, right? That's not the purpose of pruning. Pruning is not to make us look better. So that God prunes us so that when we walk into church, the people around us can say, man, that's a good-looking guy. That's a good-looking branch right there, right? He's got his branch stuff together, right? He's a pretty plant. That's not pruning. Pruning, go back to the verse, pruning is all about bearing fruit. That's the purpose of pruning. Which again, we're going to get into this. But the reason why pruning hurts so much is because we have that control. We want that control. We want to tell him, and I thought it was funny in the video where he said, can you trim up? I sometimes feel the same way, by the way. Can you trim up? Can you kind of take away some right here? Right? Can you prune right here? Right? Maybe a little bit right here? Right? Can I tell you where to prune? Can I tell you the areas of my life that I wish were gone? The things that make me uncomfortable, right? Let me stay comfortable. Prune the areas of my life that are uncomfortable. And God, we're going to be great. I'm going to be a really pretty branch. And he's looking and saying, I'm not here to make you look pretty. I'm here to prune you so that you can bear fruit. And we have to understand what the branch is connected to. The branch is connected to the true vine. The purpose of the vine is to bring life. His life, not our life. His fruit, not our fruit. We don't get to define, the branch never gets to define what kind of a plant it is. Right? You walk out to, and I said this last week, you walk out to a branch and you don't get to, that branch doesn't get to say, I'm on a vineyard, but I'm an apple branch. Right? I want to produce my kind of fruit, my kind of stuff. This is my branch. Don't touch my branch. This is my branch. And we definitely don't get to look at God and say, God, you're making me not look as good as I thought I'd look. You're hurting me. And the reason for that is right now up on the screen. It's because of glory. Now, later on in this chapter, it tells us why. This whole thing, right? John 15, it tells us why. Later on in the chapter, he says it's so that my Father might get glory. So I thought I would define what glory is. Now, here's something interesting, and you're going to find this out about me. So every year, right, at the turn of that year, my wife has been doing it longer than I have. At the turn of that year, so around November, December, we're already starting to look forward to the next year as to what term, or she thinks it's funny that I pick a full phrase, right? An attribute of God. She picks on one word, I need a lot of words, right, that I need to focus on. And this year, the attribute of God that I wanted to focus on in my own daily kind of quiet time with him was, what does it mean to bring glory to God? So I thought it was funny that this is where we landed. Because I've been sitting in what does it mean to bring glory to God since January 1st. And I can tell you that, man, that's a lot of pruning. A lot of pruning has been happening since January 1st. Because it would be really easy to stand under the lights. Right now, no one's really talking except for me. Right? You all came because you anticipated that I had studied this passage and you wanted to know what I had to say, or at least you were going to sit through this. Right? And it would be really easy for me to start saying, man, this is a really good place to stand in my glory. I got the lights on me. I got the spotlight on me. You guys gave me a title. Man, this is beautiful. And I can slip into that. So I think it was very apropos of God to say, you know what? This year, you're going to study what it means to bring me glory. And I'm going to tell you, it hurts. But here's what's beautiful about this whole process. Is that you don't want my fruit. If I'm getting glory, you don't want my fruit. My fruit does not bring life. My fruit does not bring what you want. And if you don't believe me, talk to my wife. I don't have that sweet fruit. I don't have that healthy fruit. I got that Josh fruit. And that Josh fruit has sin abounding. And so when we're looking at branches, when we're looking at full-on branches, he prunes branches so that we might bear his fruit. And we might bear his fruit for his glory, not for our glory. We don't get to take credit for the fruit. That's another thing that I really want you to see, is we don't get to take credit for his fruit. So if you were to look at the definition of glory, sorry, can you go back to the definition of glory just for 1 second? If you were to go to the definition of glory, well, this is fine. We'll stay here. Stay on this slide. That's perfect. Right? Let's ask these questions, okay? If you were to look at the difference between his glory and your glory, these are the questions that you should be asking, all right? What is your focus? And what is your energy and time going to? So what is your focus and what is your energy and your time going to? Is your focus on yourself? Is your focus on your comfort? Is your focus on how bad of a branch you could be? Is your focus on, I'm a sinner, I'm not worthy, I'm not worth it? Or is your focus on Him? That in Him, that if you remain in Him, He's bringing you life and you need to focus on Him. Where are you spending your time and energy? Is your time and energy spent complaining about the life that you live? Complaining about where God put you? Complaining about the fact that, you know, man, if I just had that life, or if I just had that guy's life, or if I just had those opportunities, or if I just had that, man, I could be so fruitful. Or is your time and energy in, I have God in me. I got everything I need. I have everything I need to do the purpose, and the purpose is to bear fruit. That is the purpose. So again, it comes back to glory. What are you focused on? Who's getting the honor? Who's getting what you're coming back to? Who's getting the praise? Are you looking for the praise? Or are you bringing the praise and honor and focus back to God? And once we start to understand who gets the glory and where our focus is, we start to realize just what pruning is. In fact, now, here, this might sound crazy, because some of you may not be at this point yet, all right? You start to look forward to pruning. Doesn't make pruning not hurt any worse, but you know for a fact what it's going to produce. And you say, look, my bad, right? I was growing that branch too bad. That was my branch. Take it away. I don't want that branch anymore. Take that branch away. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. I've been spending too much time on this and not on you. God, I want you. God, I want to be your branch, bearing your fruit. I want to remain in you. Which leads us to that John chapter 15, verse 2, which is, pruning is not punishment. Pruning is not punishment. Pruning is discipline. Pruning is not punishment. Pruning is discipline. So let's define the difference between the two. If you were to look at pruning, and you were to look at the difference between punishment, and you were to look at the difference between discipline, one, the purpose of it is to bring what I would refer to as humiliation. Right? Punishment brings, the purpose of punishment is humiliation. And I'm sure in our own lives we've done that before, or wished to do that before. I wish to humiliate that person. Right? God does not humiliate you. He's never going to rub your sin in your face. He's never going to say, I told you so. He will discipline you, though. And if you've ever been to college before, right, or you've ever had a certificate, right? Ryan and I were talking a little bit about this before, this week, right? If you were to look at any one of those moments, you go to a graduation, and at the end of that graduation, it says, will all of those to whom studied the discipline of, and then insert whatever discipline you studied there, right? For instance, I studied Bible and theology, right? So when I went to my graduation, they said, would all of those to whom studied under the discipline of Bible and theology, please stand up. I can tell you there were days it definitely felt like punishment. However, the reason why they use the word discipline and not, will all of those who studied under the punishment of Bible and theology please stand up, is because it was a choice. I spent my time, I sacrificed my time, and made the choice to be that thing. Which means whatever that thing was, Bible and theology, right? I made the decision, I made the conscious decision to study under that discipline, and so whatever came with that was what I chose to do. I knew that things in my life would have to be cut out. Things in my life would have to be changed. Things in my life would have to be learned. And now I get to stand up and say I studied under the discipline of. Now, here's another area that we can look at this, and that is children. Right, this one strikes closer to home. That's why I went with college first. I have two little girls, and there's a lot of discipline that happens in my house. A lot. The reason I discipline my children, not because I don't love them. It's not because I just want things my way. I'm just a selfish jerk. It's actually because I love them. In fact, I'm going to pick on my littlest right now. Right? Lily, the other day, we've been struggling with her. Right? She doesn't listen the first time. Takes after her mom, not after me, I promise. Right? And as I only said that because she already left, right? And we had to discipline her, right? We had to. Now, why? It wasn't because of, in that moment, it was such a big deal. The reason was because I need Lily to listen the first time. I need Lily to listen the first time. Because there will come a moment, or there may come a moment, where I only get to say it once. So in those moments where it may not be as big of a deal, right? Look at your own life. God, why are you pruning that out of my life? And he's seeing it. He's saying, look, you're looking at right now. You're seeing it right now. I'm seeing that this is going to take over the whole branch. So I'm going to prune it out now before it literally takes you over. And that's discipline. That's why we discipline. It's because we love. I discipline my daughters because I love my daughters. So you can see pruning as a punishment, or you can see pruning as discipline. But I hope that if you see God as a loving father, that you would see pruning as a discipline. That your goal and his intent is that you would look just like him. So the question then comes, what needs to be pruned out of your life? Right? And I know that some of you are already flipping the page over to start writing stuff down. Here's what I would encourage you to do first, okay? Before you flip the page over and you're like, I'm ready. Right? Let me tell God everything that he needs to take away. The first thing is to go to God and say, this, I want to be your workmanship. I want to be your masterpiece. You already told me that I was. So you prune from my life what needs to be taken. Which leads me to a quote. This was a quote that I read this week. I'd read it before, but it struck me this week like it hadn't before. Okay? The quote is, the vine dresser is never closer to the branch than when they are pruning it. The vine dresser is never closer to the branch than when they're pruning it. So we can look and see, man, that hurts, God. You don't care about me. You don't love me. Obviously, you're just taking stuff out of my life because you're ruining me. This branch looked great before you stepped in. Right, that's how we feel. And yet, when we look at pruning, and you were to watch vine dressers prune, you're going to see that when they spend the most time and the most care is when they're pruning. So you may feel like God is distant in this process. You may feel like God is not around or that he doesn't care about you. But I want you to know now that God is never closer to you than when he's pruning you. And the reason why is because he loves you. It's the same way that if I looked at my little girls and I were to discipline them, I always say the same thing that they said in that video. This hurts me way worse than it hurts you. When I was a kid, that made no sense. Now that I'm a dad, it makes all the sense in the world. Because it really does. It kills you. It kills you. You wish you could take their place. Why can't you just learn? Right? Please just learn. Because this hurts. But if I didn't love you, I wouldn't do it. I love you. And that's God to us. He loves us. Now, the purpose of pruning is for two reasons. And it all stems from a verse that I found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Right? So in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 is the first reason. And that is to repair. Right? So the purpose of pruning is to repair. It's the first reason. What are we repairing, right? So what is the purpose of pruning to repair? The first is our relationship with Him. That's the first thing. So if you were to look at pruning, the first thing that He's going to start cutting out of your life is so that your health with Him, your relationship with Him can be stronger. Right? It's those distractions that are taking you away from Him. So that's the first reason. It's to repair. It's also to repair your priorities. Another way to say that is selfishness. It's taking out the selfishness. Taking out what you think is important and replacing it with what He knows is important. It's taking out what you think you need and replacing it with what He knows you need. It's repairing. And then the last thing that repairing does is He's taking away the things that are zapping the energy that should be going towards the purpose, which is fruit. Look at branches, right? Branches, they go all over the place, and there's a whole lot of branches that you don't need. And God is there to say, you don't need to spend your energy over there. You don't need to spend your energy on this thing. Because that will not serve the purpose of producing fruit. So the first is to repair. The second is to prepare. Again, what is the purpose of pruning? To bear fruit. So if you prune back a plant, what are you preparing that plant for? More fruit. So what can we expect in our own life? And now here's what's awesome, okay? It doesn't say in chapter 15, it says those that abide in me and those that remain in me, right? Those who remain in me and me and you, right? You and me and you, right? That's what Jesus says. If you remain in me and I remain in you, He doesn't say you might bear fruit. He says, if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear fruit. And it also doesn't say those branches that remain in me, I might prune if you let me. He says, those branches that remain in me, I will prune. So if we remain in Him, expect pruning. And if we remain in Him, expect to bear fruit. It's just a part of the process. Any gardener will tell you, it's just a part of the process. And we have to see it's the same process in our own life. So I would encourage you to do something this week. Now before, again, you start making a list of all the things that you think you need to prune out of your life. The first thing is to decide. What do I think pruning is? You got to define that. Because if you're still seeing it as punishment, you're not going to want to go any further. If you still think pruning is punishment, if you still think that pruning is God taking away what you want, that He's hurting you, you're not going to want to go any further. So the first thing you have to decide is, what is pruning to you? Do you see it as punishment or do you see it as discipline? Do you see pruning as punishment or do you see pruning as discipline? then you have to decide what your purpose is. Is your purpose to bear His fruit, or is your purpose to bear your fruit? Is your purpose to bear His fruit, or is your purpose to bear your fruit? Are you showing off who you are? You're trying to control your life, your areas. You're trying to define what kind of a fruit-bearing whatever you are. So are you producing His fruit or your fruit? Now, we just read John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Which leads me to saying, hey, this week I want you to think about this next piece. So if you have now said, okay, I see pruning as discipline, and I wish to bear His fruit. I see pruning as discipline, and I wish to bear His fruit. Here's the first thing I want you to encourage you to do this week. Tell Him that. Okay, God. And this is going to be, I promise, a very difficult prayer to pray. All right, God. Prune me. I'm ready. Or maybe not. But I can tell you what I want to do. I want to bear your fruit. I want to love like you. I want to have joy like you. I want to show your love. I don't want to show my love. I want to show your fruit. I don't want to show my fruit. And man, I know a lot's got to get pruned. So God, I pray, prune me. It's an excellent place to start. The next thing that you need to say is just what came out of that video. And that's to realize whose plant you are. You're His plant. You're His. And God does not make junk. God made you. You didn't make you. God made you. God loves you. God loves you so much, He's not going to let you think that you're junk. God loves you so much that He wants you to look like Him. He wants you to be healthy like Him. He wants you to bear His fruit. That's how much God loves you. Because you're His. Period. Now the last part, and this is huge, but this comes with an understanding that you see pruning as discipline, that you understand that you want to bear His fruit, that you're His, that it's Him. You're His. That He loves you more than even you love you. And that is, God, I trust you. I trust that what you prune out of my life was necessary for me to love, live, and learn like you. So I want you to take a couple minutes, and I want you to look at those areas. First, if this is what you need to see, all right, one of three areas, I want you to pray this now. I want you to start praying this now, and then I want you to pray this throughout the week. First, God, let me see myself the way that you see me. Maybe that's what the first thing that you need to start praying. God, let me see myself the way that you see me. Or maybe you finally do see yourself the way that God sees you. So the next thing is God, let me see pruning as discipline. Right? Maybe that's what you need to work on this week. God, let me see it as discipline. Or maybe the third is God, let me see the areas in my life where I can be bearing your fruit, not mine. Now, that could be in multiple different ways. But I want you right now to take a moment, look at these three questions or these three statements, see where you are, and then pray. Begin now to start the process of pruning. Let's take a moment. Heavenly Father God, I pray for the men and women that are in this room and those that are not. God, I pray that we would see you, that we would seek you, and that we would desire to share you, not us, with those around us. God, I pray that this morning we were able to see that you are shaping us and building us and refining us to look like you and to bear your fruit. And the reason why you do that is because you love us. God, I pray that we would experience that this week. I pray that we would continue throughout this week to answer these questions. God, that we would have time with you, that we would dedicate time with you so that we can experience your love, so that we can learn who you are, and that we can live that out. And I pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.